I know it's time that that some of you may need to leave. I'd like to, with your permission, extend 15 minutes for questions. So if you can stay, and if the three of you can be here through the time, we will take the questions, and someone will come back and get those that are in the back. Hold your cards up and we can see so that people can get them.
You're welcome, ma'am. Emily, I'm sorry I wasn't here today, but I'm sorry.
Okay, if as we're gathering those, we can start, that will give us a little bit more time.
I got the best question here.
Johanna gets to start. She's giggling uproariously over some question up here.
I'll put my phone number in there.
Johanna, you
want to
come
gosh.
Up here and read the question?
Let's start for Grant.
I don't know how fair it is. They get to pick the question they want to answer, don't they?
It's very fair.
Maybe they can answer the rest of your questions in the next of their writings, so you have to keep reading their writings to see if they did. Johanna, you want to start?
Oh my gosh, no.
How do I turn this on?
I don't know. I'm not the engineer. I'm just
the... Yes, go for work.
Is it on? No. No.
No.
I'm not stupid. I mean, I can tell it's not on. There's probably a trip thing. Is there like something we're supposed to step on?
While they're looking, you'll be glad to know I just got the light on up here.
Oh, yeah, really. Wait, it's here. It's on you. I know it's on you.
Testing one, two. Is it working? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Try it.
Phallic symbol. Switchcraft. No, see, you have to turn it on. I know you do, but how?
Put your mouth through it and get your
testing. It's not working.
What? I think it's upside
it's
down.
It's not working. I know it's
you're
not.
Upside down.
It's not working.
Okay, that's... Okay, how do you do it?
No, is it working? Oh! Well, I'm sorry about that. That's, you know, I had such a wonderful phallic symbol. I thought I'd just hang on to it. I wanted to speak into it, but that... I haven't had time to read all the questions. There are quite a few here, but the one that I got first says, as we arrive at the temple of patriarchy, axe in hand, how do we keep from being pissed on? As they carry on the great pissing game. Well, that question gets a prize, I would say. Well, you really can't, in a way. I had a friend with whom I used to joke. She's not here by any chance. She's not the one that... I mean, we used to joke that most of it was the art of dodging. You know, you dodge around corners. There's something in that image of the weasel that I think is really helpful. It's a crafty creature that gets out of the way when necessary. So some of it is surviving by getting out of the way. And some of it is simply not being seduced into a stereotypical image of being pissed on. That's, you know, that's what we are for. I think it's just refusing and standing up for ourselves. But a lot of that has to do with doing it together also. I really feel that so strongly, that the fights that we have won at school and in other circumstances have always been because we stood together. because women worked together. We did our homework, and we just didn't let ourselves be intimidated or talked into anything. We knew what we wanted, and we got it, if that's the way we did it. So that's another piece of advice. But thanks very much for such a wonderful question. I'm going to frame it and hang it in my office.
I've just been told that the next Carla De Sola's group needs to get this room ready in the next few minutes. So I think we'll just have each speaker respond to one question, and then perhaps, as you have a conversation with them outside, you can come up and talk to them about your question. Jackie, have you had the chance yet?
Yeah, I've decided which one I was.
Okay. Sorry.
In some languages. In some languages, for example, Spanish, the problems of changing language seem really insurmountable. There have been attempts being made in Latin America, especially by the women theologians, and they're doing very good, trying to introduce it in Spain now by never using hombre. They use hombre all the time. So I'm saying hombre for humanity. So I'm trying to introduce seres humanos or humanos. You know, this is an attempt, and I'm learning too, so. El Señor, until people begin to see God as mother, you can't use. And also there's a problem of Marianism, Mariology. It's to be a Protestant in Spain is not a simple issue. They're still very much in pain and bleeding. To the fact that they have become very ingrained, and anything that has to do with Mariology is out. So to begin to use Señora is, I mean, I'm not even going to touch it. So that's it.
Can you hear me from this? Okay. All right. I have lots of good questions here too, actually, but the one that I get twice is. Please explain the difference between womanist and feminist. There's one here that has to do with resources. If you check with me afterwards, I'll give you those resources on British law. I suppose trying to respond to that question rapidly is kind of difficult, but I suppose the best way that I could respond to it is to suggest that what womanist thought attempts to do is to look seriously at the African American women's experiences as a source for doing scholarship, for me, for doing theology. Feminist theology has proclaimed women's experiences, has empowered women in terms of the primary context and source of theology being women's experiences. But as I have critiqued feminist theology over the years, what I've suggested is that it has not been sufficiently specific in terms of enabling the empowerment of non-dominant culture women. And therefore, I think it becomes incumbent upon those women to begin to do theology from their own particular expressions, using their own particular experiences as the source for their theology. So I guess put very simply, even though I do recognize that simplicity generally borders on inaccuracy, but if I were to put it simply, I would simply say that womanist theology has as a starting point the lived reality of African American women, which also means that it is multidimensional in terms of its analysis. We've just begun to try to figure out how to do multidimensional analysis, particularly in light of our argument that we move from the specific to the universal.